This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
Over the course of the last year on the Heritage Radio Network, we've been exploring the chicken industry. Today, we're on the line with Leah Garces of Compassion in World Farming to discuss a new video that their organization has just put out as part of their Better Chicken Initiative. You were invited by an actual contract poultry farmer, Craig Watts, who is one of the farmers for Purdue. And I'm curious, how did you and Craig find each other?
Yeah, it's a good question. We're sort of very unlikely partners, as you might imagine, as animal advocates and a factory farmer, kind of becoming friends seems unlikely. But basically a mutual contact introduced us and back in the spring, and I began texting, writing, and forging a relationship with Craig, and over time kind of got the courage up to ask him, and can I come visit, and can I bring a film crew? And he very willingly said yes, and that's sort of how it started.
So in the opening kind of moments of the film, you know, your team talks about how unusual it is and how so much of what happens with regards to commodity chicken farming happens, you know, behind closed doors. And I'm wondering, can you talk a little bit about what Craig was risking by inviting you and your team onto the property?
Absolutely. I mean, Craig has nothing to gain from doing this and everything to lose. He could lose his job, he could lose his home, he could lose his land, and he could lose his friendships with other farmers in the area. Everything is at risk. He put everything on the line, allowing me there and allowing us to help tell his story so that the American people could know what's happening behind the closed doors of, you know, America's most secretive industry.
So obviously for folks who want to check out the video and have, you know, it's very short, 5 minutes, I definitely recommend taking a pass. But Leah, you were there on the farm. I'm wondering if you can tell, you know, because we're radio listeners, can you kind of walk us through some of the things that jumped out at you during your visit?
Yeah, I think the first thing that, you know, you can't tell from the photos or the videos, of course, is the smell. You walk in and you're overwhelmed, and your immediate response is you want to get back out. And as you walk through, you don't get used to the smell. It's not like one of those things that after a while you don't notice it anymore. It clings inside your nostrils and your mouth. You know, you taste it later. And it's a very strong ammonia smell, but also a chalky, dusty air. And you can see it as well. You can see it's like a soupy air of feathers and dust, you know, with the sands running. So that's, you know, something that you notice. But then you also notice, of course, you don't have to step very far before you find a bird that has something wrong with him or her, you know, either a leg injury, the inability to walk, or, you know, anything from with small chicks, we would find chicks that had crossed beaks or missing eyes. And, you know, we'd find dead or dying chicks. And we would always find that every time we walked through.
And, you know, I've spent a little bit of time working with chickens, and I have to say I have found them, you know, more than most farm animals, pretty vulnerable. And I guess I want to take issue with one of the things that came up in the video. You know, you noted that for every, you know, group of 30,000 chicks, 1,000 die due to illness, genetic issues, or kind of other factors. And,
yes,
you know, that's still, you know, only a 4% loss rate. And I know, you know, obviously the goal is to have no loss, but is there some space in there for kind of the realities of, you know, folks raising animals? I mean, to me, 4% as a percentage sounds pretty good. 1,000 as a number sounds pretty bad. So how do we kind of reconcile those two things, and what are we aiming for here?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I ask that question to farmers that I know are doing it well, like Will Harris from White Oak Pastures. And I say, you know, how many chickens are you losing? And he'll say none, you know, almost none. Maybe the occasional predator we'll pick off one bird, you know, in the entire flock, in the entire field, in the entire time. So, you know, I think that with good genetics, a lot can be improved. With genetics that don't cause inherent suffering and problems, you should expect really low no percentages, very low. And if you ask pasture poultry farmers who are doing it well, you find that they will say, you know, they almost never have to euthanize a bird, and they never find them dead or dying or sick.
So obviously the video's been out for a couple of days now. What's the response yeah. been like?
It's been amazing. We are about to hit 1 million views on YouTube, which is incredible, in just 5 days. In the first day, we had 500,000 people view. In 24 hours, 500,000 people view our video. You know, it was on the front page of Reddit. It was the most viewed video on YouTube. It's the 18th most viewed video on YouTube. It was, you know, the number 8 most shared, emailed a piece in the New York Times on the day of its release. It's been a complete outpouring of interest and outrage, not just for how the chickens are treated or how, you know, how brave Craig is, but people feel betrayed. And a really interesting thing to do right now is to look at Purdue's Facebook page and see how outraged customers are, true customers who bought this chicken thinking, wait a minute, I thought I was paying for more because these animals were given outdoor access or these animals were given daylight and et cetera, and they're not. And people are outraged.
So what is it that you hope will happen as a result of the video? And I guess more broadly, what is kind of the goal of your work? Is it that people don't eat chicken or they eat different chicken? What does success look like for Compassion and World Farming?
Yeah, our campaign is centered around the Better Chicken Initiative, which is about improving the industry and improving the way that chickens are raised, which, you know, in previous radio interviews I've done with you, we've talked about that. That means giving them natural sunlight, giving them more space, enrichment, and slower growth. So, you know, our ambition is to raise baseline standards to an acceptable level, to a level that is acceptable to American values, which they are not at right now in terms of the National Chicken Council and the way that the vast majority of the industry works.
Awesome. So for folks out there, you can find more about their work and check out the video by visiting www.ciwf.com. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Erin Fairbanks.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.